In the latest pushback to Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco's claims of potential election fraud, claims that are so far unsubstantiated, local leaders of the Inland Empire are calling on his department to return more than 650,000 ballots they seized last month. The move coming one day after UCLA's Voting Rights Project filed a petition with the California Supreme Court to have Bianco return the ballots. Bianco, a leading Republican candidate in the governor's race, saying last Friday during a news conference that he was tipped off to a large voter discrepancy in last November's special election involving Prop 50. According to court documents, the local election watchdog group Riverside Integrity Election Team conducted an audit in which it says it found more than 45,000 votes tallied versus the amount of ballots cast.
As a result of this investigation, the Riverside County Sheriff's Office served the registrar of voters with a warrant approved and signed by a judge for election materials related to the 2025 special election. Our investigation will determine the validity of that alleged discrepancy, and if found true, we will determine the cause.
Meantime, county election officials did not report issues after the election and claimed the citizens group did not have complete vote count information. AG Bonta making several attempts to halt the investigation, saying no evidence has been presented to prove voter fraud and no precedent for law enforcement to investigate it. Bianco firing back, saying the count would restart under the supervision of the court. Experts believe the sheriff was strategic in his will to investigate just months before the primary election.
Well, it's important to remember the sheriff is running for governor. And Riverside County does not have a great deal of visibility in California. This is exactly the kind of activity that would appeal to Trump voters.